Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Now we visit with our friend Dr. Jeffrey Copeland. He's over at Northwestern Medicine. He is the chief medical officer at their Lake Forest Hospital. This conversation is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Hi, Dr. Copeland. Welcome back.
Thanks, John. You need to help me find a supplier who can get me
tongue
those
depressors.
Sticks that taste like fudgicles. I mean, a tongue depressor that's like a fudgicle, I think my patients would like that.
You know, why hasn't somebody invented that yet? Now that you mention it, that's not such a crazy idea.
We could have multiple flavors. You could choose your favorite. I mean, that is a pretty unpleasant experience, right? When the doctor sticks one of those tongue depressors into your mouth.
The dentist does this with floss. What flavor floss do you want?
Right. Good point. There's a business opportunity here, Mr. Williams.
All right. Well, I'll leave that to my friend Lou Manfredini. He's pretty inventive that way. Hey, you'll be proud of me. I got my shingles shot the other day. You might not like this report. I also got the new COVID shot the same day, one in each arm. And the guy said, you know, this might lay up a little bit. Wow. I didn't get the license plate of the truck, Doc, but that thing slammed me. About 12 hours later, I got the shakes, I got the shivers, body aches, headache. The whole episode lasted about 18 hours, and I was okay.
Shingles vaccine, most likely, Jen. I would have counseled you not to get them both at the same time. But the experience that many people have when they get the shingles vaccine is the truck hit them, you know, 12 hours afterwards.
And then for about 12 hours you suffer, and then after that, and I presume the thought on that, Doc, is that that's the evidence that the thing's working, right?
Totally. You know, remember, you've had chicken pox. I know that for a fact. You know, this. You know, those of a certain generation, we all had chicken pox.
Yeah.
So you get the shingles vaccine, which is directed against the virus that causes chicken pox. Your body remembers that. So you're mounting quite an immune response to the vaccine. And frankly, that's why the vaccine's going to work like it does. But lots of people really feel the reaction to the shingles vaccine. So I'm not surprised at all. And my guess, John, is that the COVID vaccine was just around. This kind of went was in the passenger seat. Probably didn't have much to do with how you felt. This was probably almost undoubtedly shingles.
What do you say then about the people who get the shingles shot and they don't have much of a reaction? I remember.
Yeah, they're fortunate. That doesn't mean that they're not having a proper reaction. They're just not having that dramatic reaction like you had.
And I don't think I walked out of the pharmacy without having paid for it either.
Paying for the shingles shot. Yeah, they build it to your insurance, which will cover it. And, you know, and then 12 hours later, even though you didn't pay money, you paid for it in other ways, didn't you?
Yeah. I also saw, I just wanted to, pardon me for talking about my medical situation, but I think our listeners should get the shingles shot, right? Like, at what age are you supposed to get shingles, Dr. Cole?
Yeah, the recommendation is starting after the mid-50s, really. That would be the time. Some people say a little bit younger. It is recommended, you know, all the expert groups that look into vaccinations do recommend it. And it's really about the hope, if someone does have shingles, to avoid having the feared complication of shingles, which is post-herpetic neuralgia, which is this chronic pain syndrome that can arise following getting shingles.
Oh, so it's not the shingles so much that you're worried about and why you get the vaccine. It's this pain syndrome you're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, shingles itself can be pretty nasty, but, you know, for most people, it goes away. It's the post-herpetic neuralgia part that can really be problematic. You know, I've treated several patients that have had bad pain following a shingles outbreak for, you know, unfortunately, for several years. It can be really nasty.
Well, that's it. I thought neuralgia, I didn't know it was caused by shingles. Maybe there's different versions of it, but I thought that was a chronic pain syndrome that people couldn't shake, that there was no cure for that.
Yeah, neuralgia really just refers to a pain caused by nerve, right? So post-herpetic is just what it sounds, following a herpetic infection, in this case a shingles infection. But you're right, John, there are other types of neuralgia, some of which can be pretty debilitating to people.
So I saw a report that said that if you want to exercise for good health, but also to lower your blood pressure, that's one of the things I guess we're supposed to do. They said rather than doing aerobics, you should do planks, or I don't know if that's isometric or isotonic exercises, but you know how you do the plank, that you should do that exercise, which is a real drag. To do.
Easier said than done, don't you think?
Well, everyone go do planks. What do you know about that? What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, we've known for a long time that isometric exercise, which is what you're referring to, actually has a pretty good impact on blood pressure. So the reason this is in the news, there was a new study that was recently published that looked into different forms of isometric exercise and its impact on blood pressure. And it confirmed that isometric exercise can have a good impact on blood pressure. But, you know, John, I'm a strong believer that, you know, everybody has to be physically active. You don't want to just be sitting around. You want to be physically active. But the key thing is the way that you're physically active has to be something that you like to do. Because otherwise, you're not going to do it. So if somebody wants to do planks, that's fine. I would recommend that the planks would be part of their overall exercise program, physical activity program. But please, if you don't like doing planks, that's not an excuse not to get physical activity. Find something that you like to do, and if you want to then add isometric exercise of some type, something like wall sitting, planks, please go ahead and do it. But the overall program has to be something that you like to do.
So when I went to the pharmacy, I was walking down the aisle of vitamins, and one of the things I like to do is play pickleball now. Everybody's playing pickleball, but, you know, your joints are tighter and stiffer now than they used to be, and you don't have the mobility. And I thought maybe I should get one of those things that it was kind of cool. I forget what the brand was, but they weren't labeled with what they are. They were labeled with what you're trying to beat. So it would be like cognition, flexibility, sleep. And I thought, well, I'll get the flexibility vitamins. I don't know what they are. And maybe that'll make my knees a little more flexible for when I play my games. What do you think of that, doctor?
Not a lot. If it helps you, great. But John, all those supplements that are there, and they're sold as supplements because they don't have to go through FDA approval, so they don't need to have well done studies to show that they're efficacious, that they help. Now I know there's people who will swear by some of those things, and as we've talked about before on other subjects, if there's something like this and a person says, heck, it really helps me, please, that's fine. But it's not; these things are not going to be the panacea for lack of flexibility or joint problems. They're just not going to be.
Doc, you and I were talking about the shingles vaccine a second ago. Just four quick notes from our listeners, and then you can say whatever you want. Should you get the shingles shot even if you had shingles within the past 10 years? Actually, what's the answer to that one, Dr. Copen?
Yes. Go ahead and get it.
How often should you get a shingles shot, Dr. Copen?
Yeah, so there's two. You have to get two. John, was this your first or your second?
It was my second, and you told me because I delayed it like 5 months, and you said, still, you're good. Go get the second shot. I did.
Yeah, good. That was good. Sorry you had such a dramatic reaction, but it will serve you well in the future. So people remember there's two shingle shots. Depending on your age, you may need to repeat it later in life. You know, we're talking 7 to 10 years typically where you may want to get it again.
Should I get the shingles vax if I had a smaller case of shingles when I was 50 years old without pain? I'm 62 now and I'm healthy.
Yeah, I would recommend getting the shingles vaccine.
FYI, I had shingles on my face, head and the cornea of my eye twice, even after getting the first vaccine that was available. Some of the worst pain I ever had. I nearly lost my vision. John, you were smart to get the vaccine. Doctor, your reaction to that?
Yeah, to that, to this listener, I'm sorry you had to go through that. That's the most feared presentation of shingles, what you had when it involves the cornea like that. When it's in the face and it involves the eye, that's a real medical emergency, and people have to get immediate treatment for this because we don't want anything bad to happen to the eye, and it really does hurt a lot.
I didn't know you could get that. I scratched a cornea before, and that was the most painful thing I ever went through. Talk to me just about allergy season, doctor. I got about 45 seconds left, but what do we need to know this year?
Yeah, so we're beginning with the pollens, particularly tree pollens. A lot of people are allergic to this. It's the allergies that we always deal with. Hopefully people know the best way that they can treat their allergic symptoms. We've been fortunate that we've had such a nice winter. There's a lot of pollen out there now. It's early, so people are going to feel this. And quickly, John, this is exactly 4 years since the directive went out about COVID and the lockdowns. It's exactly 4 years this week.
Wow.
So we can't let that go without mentioning.
Well, let's appreciate our good fortune. I thought the mild winter would be good for the allergens and bad for all of us.
Yeah, and there's plenty of people who would say it's bad for all of us. People who are sensitive to the kinds of pollens that are out there right now, they're really feeling it already here in the middle of March.
Yeah. I'll ask more questions about other topics for you next week, Dr. Copin. You're always very helpful.
All right. It's always good to talk to you all. Be well.
Bye. Remember, go to your nearby drugstore and get Dr. Copin's Fudgesicle Flavor Tongue Depressors, coming soon to a doctor's office near you.